Hey Audio Boom, I'm back again. I had to redo my 3D model of a normal distribution curve because I did it yesterday with someone, a sighted person, so he could help me take the photo, and we did the bell curve, but I forgot to put slashes to represent first, second, and third distributions, both positive and negative. So, I'm sitting in the computer lab, and in front of me is the actual model. There is a bell curve at the top. It has a curve. And then, at the bottom, there is like a number line that has negative distributions, 1, 2, and I think 1, 2, and then maybe 0, and then 1 and 2. I don't know. Wait, I'm wrong. Let's see. Wouldn't be the first time I was wrong. Okay. 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Okay. There are 3 distributions, 3 on the left and 3 on the right. So if you're below average, these 3 distributions are to your left, and if you're above the average, then the 3 distributions are on the right, and then in the middle, in between the bell curve and the x-axis or y-axis, there is a line that represents where the mean is, and the Play-Doh is in the shape, it's on a sheet of paper. On like regular printing paper. I love this finished product. It was better than what I did when I was doing it by myself. I was just like, oh Lord, I hate this. I think it's terrible. But this is really cool. This is like the bomb. Kind of makes me want to just play around with the Play-Doh in general. That's all I have for you. My phone may die in a few seconds, so I'm about to go. 73s. Hopefully this was a better explanation of what the 3D model is supposed to look like, because I think I got confused when I explained it Monday night.